Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
Instagram and Facebook are changing their rules on who gets to see diet ads on the social media platforms. So anybody who is 18 or under, Instagram has announced that they're going to be hiding certain things about cosmetic procedures and diet ads targeting
younger kids. I've ever seen a diet ad on any of my platforms. Does that mean I'm just blind to it or they're not marketing them to me? Because I could use them.
I'll be blind to it. I think I am too.
But I probably never Google search anything about diets. So it's, right. You know, they're reacting to your metadata.
You bet they are.
So if I don't look for it, they're like, you must not care about that.
Yeah.
So but isn't it supposed to be helping thing. Me from myself?
Yes.
Try some salads.
Other people are going to be like completely removed from Instagram and Facebook entirely. So it just depends. They're trying to, you know, protect impressionable young audiences. I don't know what this is going to do for the Jenner, like the Jenner Kardashian crews, because a lot of them do a lot of those Instagram ads. You know, like if you follow them, they're standing there with their shakes or they're talking about their lip treatments or their, you know, waist trainers and all this stuff.
But this is both. This is also Instagram as well. Then they're going to.
Yeah. So it's Instagram and Facebook. Okay. Yeah. No, both of them are saying that they're going to be changing things up. So 18 and under, you also won't be allowed to watch posts promoting certain cosmetic procedures either.
Do you get a lot of that stuff? I guess we just don't get traditional lady programming coming at us, which is all, you know, beauty.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this stuff, but at the same time, I wonder like if a lot of these people are people who follow certain people, like you probably get flagged like, oh, you're interested in, you know, certain.
What? Yeah, this and that. Huh?
Exactly.
All right.
U.S. for the first time has officially stated that three UFO videos made public are indeed legit. So they're not calling them UFOs. They're calling them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. There are three videos, one from 2004 and then two from 2015 that just got released like in the last year or
That's
so.
That's what I thought was neat. 2015. This is new stuff. So people can all go online and look at it. It's pretty neat. The pilots are tripping out. They're like, it's a drone, bro. Now, is anyone on the planet today watching that video and going, oh, that's mine?
Probably. That was
Hopefully
weird.
They're not Russians or Chinese.
Yes. Probably.
So they're trying to make it, I guess the Navy's trying to become more supportive of aviators who have seen this stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's apparently the thing is that there's like this culture of like, I saw a UFO, like you're crazy.
There is a commercial pilot who flew Barack Obama, Molly. You might be aware of this, who claims an alien story. So I only bring in the Obama because he's vetted. You know, only the best pilots get to fly Air Force One. So this was a guy who did some tour flying Air Force One. He's a commercial pilot. He has a UFO story. But his bit was, he didn't say he saw an alien with lizards just like these guys. He saw a weird thing in the sky, and he told air traffic control. And when he landed, he told a couple of people, but he was like, you know what? I don't want to say anything. I want to have a career as a pilot, so I don't care. Right. But somebody in his story that he wrote, someone directed him to a number and said, no, there's a number to call, that they just wanted the information.
Okay.
And he relayed a story of calling this, and they were like, no, you're not crazy. We do want to itemize weird things pilots saw. It's just good. Just get it out there. Tell us what you saw. There'll be no judgment. And he said that this thing really exists, that it's kind of a deal that some people might whisper to you when you've seen something of going, call it in. It's like a number that they could report to.
I don't know
how accurate that is. This is just anecdotal reading it, but
yeah.
Pilots see that. Pilots are the guys the most credible.
They
see
air.
Weird stuff in the sky because they see stuff all day.
All night. You bet.
If you are a boss headed into work today, maybe you want to grab something special for the crew. There is substantiated research that says that when employers do small little acts of kindness for their employees, that it makes them, makes the employees more productive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm guessing.
But how often do they do it? Oh.
That's the thing. They don't do it very often. It's just those few little small gestures go a long way. They were talking about the fact that, like, people work really hard. Sometimes you just don't maybe have a read on what's going on with all of the little worker bees. But just little things like, you know, he doesn't have to be like, I gave you a $25 million raise. It can just be stupid stuff.
Here's
like,
a cup of coffee. Here's exactly. a donut. Here's a burger, whatever.
Do any bosses want to be the boss for the most part, though? I mean, you get into a management position, you usually are really pushed into doing it.
It's a tough gig, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people, it's like you're told either take a management or we're going to move you out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I'm sympathetic to bosses because I don't think every boss wants to be a boss. We all know the boss types who, like, you probably get off on this.
You were this kid in kindergarten.
But I think most bosses, it's still a tough gig. So I'm just saying, I obviously wouldn't make a very good boss because I'd be like, I don't want to buy any of these people anything.
No. Well,
do your job.
Do your job.
I don't think that makes you a bad boss.
Your paycheck is your deal. Will you send that story to our boss, Molly, please?
He can bring us some treats. Well, I always liked treats. I was always excited at gigs where there'd be like a fruit tray or something. I'm like, yeah, I'll stay an extra 15 minutes for a fruit tray.
Can't you just get that on retainer? Those edible
arrangements. Yeah, edible just have them delivered every once in a while. I'm just saying, as somebody who used to travel for work, when you'd show up at certain places and they would be like, oh, we have a whole coffee station and we thought maybe you guys would be hungry, you know, from traveling. That was always really appreciated. And it's stupid little stuff. But a lot of places don't do that anymore. Like when a lot of places just cut that stuff out thinking, oh, it'll go against productivity. And it's like, no, man. I'm much more likely to sit here and chat with you if I'm gnawing on a bagel than if I like am sitting here thinking, planning my next meal because I'm starving and we're sitting in a stark conference room.
Well, bosses, you've been called out.
It's That's worth it, though.
It is.
As the story is.
It is.
The little goes a long way.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Let's talk to Shirai. Shirai, do you have a good boss?
Yes, sir. I do. I was going to say, I was actually reading an article the other day about workplace happiness, and they said that the thing that's missing from most workplaces now is the human factor, is forgetting that people are still people. And I know for us, like, I've had the same boss for a few years now. I have a chronic pain condition, 4 kids. Anytime I need anything, he works with my schedule. And that makes me want to do a better job for him. You know, like out of respect just as the person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just think that's oftentimes when I was reading this article, it was talking about that human factor that's missing. The gifts, the fruit trays, like you mentioned, you know, those kinds of things. So
it's silly little stuff, but it really does go a long way. I mean, and that's the weird thing is that it's that little just nonsense throwaway item, like something like a fruit tray, just for example.
You mean, Molly, like a little pat,
right.
Like a little pat on the butt?
Yeah.
Well,
to be treated as more than just a cog in the machine, so to speak.
You look good today, Molly.
We call that a who's your
No, guy? I've worked in those places. It doesn't make you feel good. That
you should
doesn't
come back to my office a little bit later. Gonna give you some attention.
Who's your dad?
Yeah. Nope.
You failed the management simulator, sir.
Does that fall under fringe benefits? And me in the back of the attention.
What's your boss's name? Who's this super nice guy?
Yeah.
Matt.
Oh, good job, Matt. Thanks for ruining the bell curve for all the dick bosses driving to work.
Exactly.
It's like, they all pale in comparison.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Hey,
and I didn't even get food. It's just respect.
All right.
Respect is huge.
Hey, thank you, Shirai. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
All right, the time is here. Valis Pumpkin Patch, 4-pack of tickets, 4 adventure passes to go with. All right, caller number 938-9400. We're going to take that ninth call and hook you guys up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
Valis Pumpkin Patch tickets, also adventure passes up for grabs. Hot ticket. Jackie, have you been to Valis before?
yes.
Okay. Tell us what you like best about Valis.
Their popcorn.
Hey, that's simple.
Really? Is it the kettle corn?
Yes, the kettle corn popcorn.
Oh, it's so good.
Tell me
it just smells good.
Now you got to tell me you don't have kids and you just like going by yourself.
No, I have four.
Oh, you do? But you love every one of them, right? Every single one of them. All right. Well, we have a four-pack of tickets for you, okay? And also comes with four adventure passes as well. All right.
Are
your kids all back in school?
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. Well, hold on the line, all right?
Probably all right, have
Valis to yourself today. All the, you know, it's a little soggy,
soggy
pumpkin patch today.
Yeah, it is. Coming up here in the next 15 minutes, we're going to spill the tea. Well, at least Molly's going to spill it, and we're going to catch it. What's coming up, Molly?
Katy Perry talks ending the feud with Taylor Swift, explains why she did it.
Wake up. Get up.
Wake up. You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
It's the fans that got Katy Perry and Taylor Swift to make amends. Katy Perry was sitting down with Ellen on her show and was talking about the feud that the two major divas had, and that it was when the fans of each of them turned against each other that it really got to the point where she was like, we need to iron this out, work this, it out.
These are the super fans, right? Swifties versus what are Katy Perry fans called? Do they have a name? Kitty cats or something.
Something like that.
Because those Swifties are, I'm just wondering which union is more powerful, Katy Perry fans or Taylor Swift. I'm assuming Swifties, man. They go after everybody.
I would say that Swifties, in my opinion, scary, are a little more scary because they do. You can't even do anything without them coming after you.
So it's interesting. So Katy Perry's talking about it on Ellen, and then on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, you got Taylor Swift giving her side of things. And basically said it wasn't just enough to just, you know, say, yeah, let's put it behind us. She's like, we hung out. Like, I mean, we spent hours together hanging out and reconnecting and working it all out.
That's a great story. Katy Perry fans are called Katy Cats.
Katy Cats.
So it was Katy Cats and Swifties coming together and making their you know, mommies become friends.
What are
they listen to their children fans.
What so they are, baked cookies together.
Okay. What are our fans of the show? We should have some kind of fun name for those
guys. You mean
guys,
the
right?
fan?
The fan? What would the fan like to have his nickname be?
I think his name's Jerry.
Give us a call.
He is divorced, and he does live with his mother.
He's 24. That's Jerry.
All right, what else?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian probably had to do a little explaining to her security crew not to tackle her mother. There's a teaser for the next episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and they got a scary call from Khloe, her sister, after their mom, Kris, was tackled by Kim and Kanye's security team.
Oh my God, Kim, what? You gotta come. Your whole security just tackled mom.
Oh, wait, what?
What happened?
Kim, you got call.
Wait,
I don't know.
My security just...
We just called 911. This is so crazy.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Security just tackled my mom?
Wait, what's going on?
I'm
rushing.
Ambulance is on their way here now.
I'm
and is it a prank?
Right now, but what happened?
They were in the backyard and mom came down when she.
I don't know.
I mean, is it a prank, Molly?
It doesn't seem like a prank. Yeah, I mean, no word on whether or not she was really injured. I mean, I guess you have to tune in to find out.
I mean, this is a reality show generating their own content, right?
You're damn right.
How could a security team not recognize Chris
Jenner?
She's completely.
She's there all the time, I would imagine.
She's more recognizable than Kim. Yeah. How could people not know who that is?
I don't know. And I know Khloe is a trickster. Like, Khloe is the prankster of that crew. So I'm wondering if this is them, you know, rolling
when she said there was an ambulance involved.
But that would have been something. Rihanna is definitely quieting all of the mouths that are saying, is she pregnant? When she strutted out looking pretty in pink with a super flat tummy on the runway in South Korea. She's got her Fenty Beauty line.
So right, not pregnant. Which is, we said she wasn't, Molly. You were like, oh, she looks pregnant.
She see a baby bump.
There was a baby bump in that picture. I don't know. Maybe she was just having a constipated day.
Yeah. Rihanna's like, thank you, Molly. You'd be
better at recognizing that than the child.
Mm-hmm.
Food, baby.
So I guess this sort of put the rumors to rest. She looked pretty good. And fashion-wise, you can get the fashion advice of Ralph Lauren as they launched the 25th anniversary of Friends clothing collection. Rachel Green on the show famously worked for Ralph Lauren and, you know, and Bloomies at some point. So this is kind of a fun little tie-in because not only did Ralph do a designer line, but it's going to be a pop-up show, shops in Bloomingdale's.
So it seemed like the apartment or even the, what was the name of that, Central Perk? Mm-hmm. Was it like cold in there all the time? It seemed like...
Buddy, that's the first three seasons.
Yeah.
And it's not just at Central Park, Perk. Anywhere they go, the turkeys are done.
Yeah.
Molly, you know what we're
really?
Talking about.
No. Yeah, but I guess I don't remember that as their...
You don't it's ridiculous. It is.
Oh, I got to pull it up then.
It is ridiculous.
That's why everyone was like, zam. Whatever
that's
that means.
Really...
Yeah. Zam.
Jennifer Aniston was over the top. I mean, uh-huh. It was like they had to have been doing that on purpose. You wouldn't do it now.
That's not an accident.
Out.
You have costumers. I mean, they know they wouldn't let you roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Roll.
They were selling it. They were.
Yes.
Yes. Is right.
Britney Spears is going to remain under her father as conservator. Yesterday, they all met in court, and apparently, whatever disagreement Jamie Spears and Britney have had, it's going to be put aside because he's going to be back in the saddle as conservator come the beginning of the year. Right now, she's got like a liaison conservator, this woman, Jody. But I guess her estate is valued at more than $100 million. And so that would be the conservator looks over all of that and makes sure she's not, I guess, blowing it all. Lea Michele from Glee is coming out with a Christmas in the City album. It's only September, but you can still think about Christmas, apparently. She announced that this will be her very first holiday album. And I guess she'll cover Do You Want to Build a Snowman from Frozen.
Oh,
and there'll be
wait.
Like an ABC film that she's going to be doing as well. Alec Baldwin and his wife are expecting their fifth child.
Wow.
Five! He just got roasted on Comedy Central, and his eldest child, Ireland, who he had with first wife Kim Basinger, was there and actually able to roast him. But his new wife, Hilaria, I mean, their oldest is six. So they're going to have five kids under the age of six.
He's calmed down a little bit, though. Do you
yeah,
think
he
he's going to be as crazy as a dad as he was with her? I mean, it seems like he's cooled.
Mellowed
he used
out.
To yell at the press all the time. That was back in the day where he was always fighting the press. I think he has mellowed. He's 61.
That was a
dad at 61, that's tough.
Yeah.
There was a story in the last couple of months, or at least last year, where he got in a little dust up over a parking spot in New York. So yeah. I think he's still got some fire in the gut.
I like Alec Baldwin. I think he's awesome. Yeah. I don't always agree with everything he says, but wow. He's honest. He's genuine.
61 is a dad, though. You're right. That's got to be.
You're a grandpa.
You are.
This is
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.